Chapter 2. You must target the right client. In any kind of market, there will always be audience segmentation. It's easy to think that just because you are targeting insurance as a niche, you can automatically assume you will make a lot of money. On the surface, this seems very reasonable. After all, when you go to Google Keyword Planner tool and load up all sorts of insurance-related keywords, you get really high figures. It's not uncommon for an insurance-related term to pay $30 or more per click. What's not to love? But here's the problem. That market has many segments. Not everybody who looks for insurance online is ready to buy. Not everybody who is interested in buying an insurance policy is willing to pay top dollar. In fact, in many cases, a lot of people looking for insurance would rather pay the least amount of money or take out the cheapest type of policy possible. Welcome to the world of market segmentation. Audiences, in what seem like lucrative niches, have different needs. They tend to segment themselves. There are people who are willing to pay top dollar immediately. There are people who are willing to pay top dollar later on. There are people who are not willing to pay market rates and are always looking for a bargain, but they are willing to buy now. Finally, there are people who are very cheap and are willing to wait. Which of these audience members would it make sense for you to chase? This is not rocket science. It should be quite obvious. Always be aware of the differences between your target customers. Just because people are interested in the high-value niche you are targeting, it doesn't mean that all your visitors will convert. If this is your assumption, I would not be surprised if you continue to struggle. You're setting yourself up for a disappointment. You have to be aware of the differences between your audience members. And this is not just a simple matter of segmentation or being aware that this is going on. This must affect how you market using content and information online. People who are looking to pay top dollar immediately are looking for certain types of content. You have to address them a certain way. Different audiences need different marketing approaches. Otherwise, you may put yourself in the impossible situation of trying to convert a cheap customer using high-value material intended for top-tier customers. It all boils down to segmentation. This book is all about high-ticket sales. Accordingly, you have to be in the right high-value niche and you must target people who will not hesitate to pay a lot of money almost immediately. This must be your mantra. This target audience must be your objective. If you are in any way unsure or unclear about this concept, you will end up sabotaging yourself. Your marketing content may not line up with the psychology of high-ticket customers. You end up dropping the ball. Your sales conversion funnel may send contradictory messages that try to appeal to different types of buyers in your niche. Again, when you send such confusing signals, people would end up confused. Let me tell you a simple truth about online sales: when consumers are confused, they can be relied on to do nothing. I've seen this happen a million times. Somebody sees my advertising materials, they check out my content, they sign up for my mailing list, they get excited about my updates, and they keep coming back to my website. You may be thinking that this is a good thing. No, I see it for what it is. It is a problem. They keep coming back, but they never quite get the messaging that they're looking for. It's obvious that, at some point, they are ready to buy. They have built enough trust in my brand. That's not the issue. The issue is that among these many different contact points, there are contradictory messages. They can't quite put their finger on it. This is why they're still on the fence. The sad situation I just described happens to a lot of marketers. I am writing this book because I was able to overcome it. This is crucial. You have to target the right client. It all boils down to segmentation. Blow this and you are going to put yourself in a tough spot.